Former We Energies employee and now renewable energy consultant Carl Segrist doesn't mince words when describing what he sees as an unprecedented transformation in power production.
We're at the beginning of an energy revolution. Like all revolutions, this one's not going to be easy.
Segrist is talking about the still relatively small but fast-growing renewable energy sector in Wisconsin, solar, wind, biodigesters, and so on. Segrist is among those who predict we're moving towards generating smaller amounts of power in more places, and not so much in big coal or nuclear plants, but with enough electricity for all. One of the utility industry advocates of that change brought her message to Madison yesterday, accompanied by the song Learning to Fly.
Well, it started out down a dirty road.
Tom Petty served as the soundtrack for a corporate video promoting Green Mountain Power. Mary Powell is president and CEO of the Vermont-based utility, which is making a big push for renewable energy and distributed generation. Powell says it's what her customers want.
If you focus on the customer and you focus on doing the right thing, you will do fine.
Powell says not having to spend as much to buy power from the electrical grid during peak demand times and not spending as much on transmission lines is a key financial boost for Green Mountain Power. Tyler Huebner of Renew Wisconsin says the energy landscape in Vermont is somewhat different from here, but he says Green Mountain Power can be a template for the investments in electricity generation coming up in Wisconsin over the next 20 years.
And we have a choice which way we're going to go. Are we going to go to continue with that bulk power delivery, big centralized power plants, depending on natural gas or coal that comes from somewhere else? Or are we going to go down a path using the resources we have here in the state?
Here at Madison Gas and Electric's downtown power plant, which has switched from burning coal to natural gas, there's a clear sign that utilities are in transition. Utility-backed wind and solar projects around the state are more evidence. But even as companies like La Crosse-based Dairyland Power get ready to use more alternative energy, company vice president Brian Rood says firms with large financial stakes in older coal-fired plants will hang on to many for some time, partly also to meet expected demand.
The bottom line is we and all of us, every day, 24 hours a day, have to be reliable for our customers. From a safety standpoint, it's what they expect, what they demand. So getting there is going to take some time.
The State Public Service Commission seems willing to let utilities take that time. Commission Chair Ellen Nowak told a WIS Politics Forum this week that one reason she's fighting President Obama's clean power plan is that it might force more coal plants to shut down.
So then we're left with the question of we have to pay for something new, but we also have an asset that is not fully depreciated and still being paid for.
Just yesterday, though, a federal judge refused to block the clean power plan while a lawsuit brought by Wisconsin and other states continues, giving one more boost to that potential energy revolution. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.